This is St. Louis Public Radio. Raising a family can be tough, but what's tougher is raising one near a dump where decades-old radioactive waste sits close to an underground smoldering fire. For years, residents near the Westlake Landfill in Bridgeton, Missouri, have expressed concerns about the Superfund site. Research says that regulators need to consider the long-term stress that residents feel when making decisions about toxic waste sites. St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chin reports.
A few times a year, North St. Louis County residents gather at a community center to hear updates from federal officials about the Westlake Landfill. The latest data from the Environmental Protection Agency says nuclear waste has been detected 600 feet from an underground smoldering fire. But the radioactive waste is at the Westlake Landfill, which is under the EPA's jurisdiction. The trash fire is at the Bridgeton Landfill, which is under the state's jurisdiction. Residents are afraid that the underground fire will meet the radioactive waste. At every meeting, they ask EPA officials why they haven't tested the area between the two or where the fire is located.
You don't have the authority to ask the DNR to say, hey, let's test this, guys. You guys are fighting? They don't want you to test
it? I don't have the data that suggests that I need to...
No, but you have the community to suggest that we want to test it. The community. Do we not matter? What is the point of these meetings if you're not going to take us into consideration?
People come to these meetings because they're concerned that exposure to the radioactive waste has put them at risk of getting cancer, or that the underground fire could cause asthma and other respiratory problems. They've been living with that worry for years. Given that the EPA is still deciding how to clean up the waste, these concerns aren't going to be resolved anytime soon. In psychology, this is called chronic stress. It's a common issue for many communities that live near toxic waste sites. But the EPA has only addressed concerns through informational meetings.
Most of what they say can be picked apart, and it comes down to someone's opinion.
That's Megan Beckerman, who lives less than a couple miles from the site. When her family moved to Bridgeton in 2010, she says she and her husband started having bloody noses and sinus infections. But what scared her the most was what happened to her six-year-old son, who lost all of his hair. This turned out to be a rare form of alopecia.
Being a mom, concerned, I did research, and you know, you have to have the certain genes to get it. It's not until you're exposed to something toxic that it brings it out.
A state health survey in 2014 found statistically higher rates of cancer in zip codes close to the Westlake Landfill. But it's worth noting that radioactive waste has been dumped in many places in North St. Louis County. Beckerman and other residents have moved around. So it's impossible for scientists to draw a cause and effect between the contamination and specific health problems. Meanwhile, local officials haven't paid much attention to how living near the landfill affects mental health. Psychologist Nancy Molitor in Chicago says that should be a priority.
The research shows the almost worse than the actual contamination is how your community responds to it.
Chronic stress has been linked to physical symptoms like headaches and back pain. Studies also say it makes people more vulnerable to reactivated viruses, like when chickenpox becomes shingles. In 2009, a study from University of Texas found that residents who live closer to the fence of several refineries were at higher risk of reactivated viruses. Their blood samples also contained markers associated with chronic stress and poor physical health. Study author Kristen Peek says that means
the further away you get from the plant line, the better off you are.
But moving is not an option for a lot of residents near the Westlake Landfill. They include area activist Don Chapman, who says that her family can't afford to move. Pressing federal officials to clean up the landfill has consumed much of her life.
You know, I have ceiling fallen down in three rooms now of my house. And these are things that we should probably fix before we think about doing something like that we're never going to get to. Because we're not. That's not a priority. This, keeping our kids safe, is a priority.
Chapman and another mother, Karen Nickel, have received support from local and federal leaders in the last 4 years. But they feel overburdened by how much the community depends on them to be vocal about the issue.
One of the most frustrating conversations or statements that we get are from people that say, you guys are doing a great job.
We got you back. Way to go.
You guys are doing a great job of standing up for my kid. That's very frustrating to us. I mean, to the point where we've cried over it because this is not what we wanted to do. For whatever reason, This chose us, and it's not what we wanted to do when we grew up.
Nickel and Chapman often run into people in public who want to discuss the landfill, but Nickel says their neighbors need more support than the two of them can give.
I think that people learned about this issue, and now their emotions are like roller coasters. They're all over the place.
Experts say regulators, like the EPA, need to consider chronic stress in decisions about remediation. Penn State sociology professor Stephen Couch recommends bringing in a mediator to simply hear people's concerns, and that officials need to make an effort to empower and unite residents who may be divided over the issue. He's published these ideas, but he says they haven't been put into practice.
A number of us have consulted with government agencies to try to encourage them to implement some of these plans. I know that at some levels we've been listened to, but our ideas haven't been implemented on the ground to the extent that they should have.
The St. Louis County Department of Health declined to discuss chronic stress near the landfill. EPA Region 7 officials have yet to comment on the issue. Even without help from authorities, the mothers have developed coping strategies. Nichols sets rules for herself to avoid burnout.
I know that a trip to Jeff City means 3 or 4 days of doing absolutely nothing for me. I sit down with my family at this dinner table and we eat and we don't talk about landfill stuff.
Chapman needs to mentally prepare herself before their monthly meetings about the landfill. She usually arrives early at the church where they hold these gatherings to play the piano. For her, it's a way to manage her stress so that she can fight for her children. I'm Eli Chen, St. Louis Public Radio.